pay for his heart that will spring forth and bring forth so much fruit that people won't even, they'll say, is this the Justin Hafer that I knew in high school? Is this the same guy? Because they may not see him in the light that you see him, God. For you look beyond our faults and see our needs. You look beyond what we think and see our capabilities. You look at a man's heart and not on the outside, God. So look in Justin Hafer's heart and rearrange those things, God, in his heart that would waste his time and things that would not come to fruition and things that are thorny and choke out things that would be of God. And plant that seed, God. Help him to sow seed in his own heart that would be good and prosperous to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I ask that his parents would support him in the decisions that he makes as long as they're godly and righteous for his soul. Lord, I ask you as I put my hand on his head, God, you guide him by his mind, God. Guide him by your spirit and let nothing conflict with his walk with you, God. For truly, if we seek first the kingdom of God, then other things, all these other things can be added unto us. But Lord, the most important thing is that we're fruitful in your kingdom. Make this young man a witness. A witness of what the Holy Ghost can do in a young man's life. Preserve him, God, for days to come. And as he goes forward, Lord, let him find that mate that is perfect for him, God. Let him find that mate that matches him so they too can come together and produce fruit for the kingdom of God. For truly, it is all about your kingdom and not about this life here today, but about the life hereafter. Bless him in this life and help him to be prosperous, for that is your desire. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And bless him, Lord, in every way. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations to you. Thank the Lord. They have a table in the back there. You might want to take a glance. If you have an empty check, we don't have a range for that, but you want to help this young man, write him a check and hand him a little bit of money, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. But we'd like to hear a little word from him this morning. Would that be okay? Have a seat real quick. Have a seat. Caught you by surprise.
Yes, sir, you did.
That's okay. Take your time. I'll stall for a few seconds. Okay, that's it. Whatever you want to. Yeah.
Well, I'm quite thankful for, as long as I've been here, that I've been supported by my church family and that I've been helped grow and to be who I am, and that it's kept me from making horrible decisions that
right.
could mess up my life and that I could not return from.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Valentine, you taught him in Sunday school, did you not? Did you teach Brother Justin? Did Sister Valentine teach you? Who's the teacher? Who taught him? Would you stand up real quick? Anybody? Gravity and everybody. Who? Sister Liz. There you go. Sister Liz. Thank you. We appreciate you, Justin. We're going to look forward to, we don't know where life brings you. I hope you were able to stay here, marry here, and raise your children here. That's my desire. But I understand things change, and so we'll support you no matter where you go and what you do. Stay in church. Live for God. I'm telling you, it will work. It will work. Do it in the right order, and it will work. Amen. God bless you this morning. One more time, let's give Justin a hand. That's a wonderful feat. Thank you, Jesus.